melody, meaningless without you. I read it, forever connected to just. Oh, you're the only one that's in my totally helpless without you, melody, meaningless without you, I remain forever connected to you. Breathe upon the surface today. Let not one person leave here the same way they have come. Do something new in someone's life. Let tonight be a defining moment for somebody. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat and lift up your right hand. It's all right, turning the body to the portion. Just worship gently in the Spirit.
We are waiting.
come and have your way. Adonai, we ask that you'll come here tonight and breathe upon the service. Lift your hands and worship him. Father, we give you the praise tonight. Come and have your way in the life of someone, in the life of the church, and in our nation. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Please be seated. Chapter 6, verse 23, all the way to verse 26. speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. The Lord give you peace. He said, and they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Say a louder amen. I'm speaking quickly on the subject, the blessing and backing of God. The blessing and backing of God. We see in Scripture that God blesses and God backs the blessed and the blessing. In the world, a person may be afraid that he will attract enemies and possibly danger if he is successful. But in the covenant, that fear is needless, because God backs the blessed. Five things we are going to see from the passage we read. When the Lord blesses, these following things happen. One, when the Lord blesses, he keeps the blessed. When the Lord blesses, he keeps the blessed. He said, the Lord bless you and keep you. He doesn't bless you so they can kill you. He doesn't bless you so they can waste you. He doesn't bless you so they can finish you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The blessing of the Lord is connected to the keeping of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord and the keeping of the Lord go hand in hand. He is blessing and he is keeping. So both the blessing and the blessed are in safe custody of the blesser. Both the blessing and the blessed are in the safe custody of the blessed. Second, when the Lord blesses, he makes his face to shine on the blessed. When the Lord blesses, he makes his face to shine on the blessed. What is the meaning? When the Lord blesses, he makes his presence and person available for the blessed. He makes his presence and his person available for the blessed. That is the meaning of when the Lord blesses, he causes his face to shine on the blessed. He makes his presence and his person available for or available to the blessed. That is why the psalmist say, here, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. He made his presence and his person available
So that before the enemy can dare you, they have to sight him. I have said before that even if a man is mad, he cannot attack a child on the lap of his father. This is exciting. Thirdly, when the Lord blesses, he is gracious or merciful towards the blessed. When the Lord blesses, he releases graciousness or mercifulness towards the blessed. He's gracious. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. He's gracious. Gracious means merciful, favorably disposed towards you. And you know that the mercy of God is the cure for the anger of your enemy. His mercy is the therapy for enemy anger. For his mercies endure forever. Because his mercy endure forever, the anger of the enemy is not permitted to last. That was Psalm 136 from verse 1 to the end. We saw how the mercy of God kept on dealing with the enemies of Israel. Somebody will experience that mercy here tonight. If you are that one, you will say a loud amen. You will say a louder believers, amen. I announce to someone tonight in this preservation service, the blessing of the Lord shall be your keeper on the left and on the right. In the name of Jesus, the presence of the Lord shall threaten the agenda of the enemy around you. And the mercy of God shall prevent the anger of your enemies, the anger of the wicked towards you. You believers, shout the loudest, amen. Look at the neighbor, say, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. God is speaking to you, say amen. Number 4, the Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you. The Lord give you peace. When the Lord blesses, he guarantees peace for the blessed. Peace, peace, peace for the blessed. He guarantees peace, not crisis. Peace, which is the antidote for crisis. Peace, not stress. Peace, not war. In areas of the world where there has been war, the United Nations at times will send peacekeeping force to ensure that war is pushed back to hell. When the Lord blesses, he gives you peace, he says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and added no sorrow. He added no struggle, no trouble, no tension. The blessing of the Lord is peaceful. Am I communicating at all? The blessing of the unbeliever may give him hypertension. No. But the blessing of the Lord give you normal tension. Normal blood pressure, not hypertension. Am I speaking to somebody at all? The blessing of the unbeliever may give him ulcer. The blessing of the unbeliever may cause him premature death, may cause witchcraft attack to swallow him up. But when the Lord blesses, he gives you peace, serenity, tranquility, equanimity. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? That is what happens when the Lord blesses. He said, I am not going to lift you up for trouble. I am not going to lift you up for court cases and litigations and all manner of trouble and crisis and stress. I am not going to lift you up to become easily chewable by witches or wizards. I am lifting you up for peace.
Is God speaking to somebody here at all? You're not going to spend all your money on police case, spend all your money on court case, spend all your money on settlements. You are not going to do that. You are not going to be on the run because God blessed you. Because you got promotion in the office, you can't go home to sleep anymore. You can't travel to the village. You can't do anything because you got some promotion. No, that is not of God. The Lord give you peace. If He blesses you and give you peace. I announce to somebody here tonight, peace is coming your way. Everyone that is a victim of warfare, a victim of battle, a victim of crisis, a victim of contention and conflict, tonight the conflict is over forever. The contention is over forever. Shout the loudest, amen.
Ooh. 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 That is why it is better for God to bless you than for you to succeed by yourself. Some people say, nobody made me, I made myself. No. You can't make yourself like that. You make yourself, you can ruin your life. That's why it's better for God to make you than for a man to say, I made you. Abraham said, I lifted up my hand to receive nothing from the king of Sodom in case he said, I made Abraham rich. It's better for God to make you, because when He blesses you, He comes with peace, serenity, tranquility, prosperity, equanimity, all the nimities. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. I welcome you to our month of unusual supernatural supplies, unusual blessing from above, unusual divine provision. Is somebody ready for divine provision like never before? Supernatural supplies like never before. Supernatural supplies like never before. The blessing of heaven like never before. In this month, we are going to see unusual releases, unusual recoveries, unusual multiplications, unusual replications. You believe, shout the loudest, amen. What the enemy took from you shall be returned back this month. What belongs to you that the enemy is trying to divert shall enter your hands this month. That is why it is important for us to know that the blessing is coming, but the keeping is coming with the blessing. Yes. So you don't need to lose your sleep. You don't need to lose your sleep. The blessing is coming. If God will decide to give you millions and trillions in foreign currency, whatever He wants to give you, no devil can kill you before your time, because God bless you. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And then the last verse of that scripture, I believe that will be verse 27. He said, and they shall put my name upon the children of Israel. I like this one. And I will bless them all because I have blessed them. What's the meaning? Number 5. When the Lord blesses, He puts His label, identity, signature on the blessed. When the Lord blesses, He places His identity, His label, His identity, His signature on the blessed. That is, every devil in hell, watch this one. My signature is on him. If you want to die, touch him. They shall put my name. They shall brand. Somebody say, I have been branded. They shall brand them for me. They shall brand them. They shall brand the children of Israel for me. They shall write my signature. The priest is like my pen that I used to sign my signature on the body of these people. So that everywhere they pass, it should be clear to every devil who cares that this one is owned by God. Is that what Paul the Apostle meant? In Galatians 6:17, let nobody trouble me, for I have on my body the branding. I have been branded. Satan, stay clear. I have been branded. Affliction, stay clear. I have been branded. Witches and wizards, stay clear. I have been branded. I have been branded. There is something on my body. I have been branded. I don't belong to myself. I said there's a lifting up. When men are cast down, I shall arise and shine in the midst of darkness. Why? Because I belong to you, Lord. Because I am. Oh my God. Oh.
I said there's a lifting up.
I said there's. When men are cast down, I shall arise, I shall, and shining, because
I belong
to you, Lord, to you, because I am yours, oh my God. I announce to somebody tonight, every devil who cares to see will see the brand on your body, will see the label on your life, the signature of your creator on your life. They will see it on your children, on your family, on your children's children, in the name of Jesus. I announce, I prophesy, I declare, that's right. The keeping of the Lord is your portion tonight. The presence of the Lord is your portion tonight. The mercy of the Lord is your portion tonight. The peace of God, the tranquility, the serenity of God is your portion tonight. And I announce the branding, the signature of Jehovah shall be seen on your body. Shout the loudest, amen. Hallelujah. Take your seat. I have been to places where we are coming like this. Then an agent of the devil just shifts from the road, takes another direction. Why? They saw something. From this moment, they shall see something. I went to preach somewhere in the south part of this country. As the pastor normally walks towards the crowd, then somebody right there, as soon as I came, she shifted her face like this. So I went in the direction of the face. She shifted it to the other side. I went to that direction. He shifted it to the other side. So I said, okay, I will stand in front of you. Let me see where you will shift it. So I dealt with that devil. There was something that the demon inside was not ready to gaze upon. Was not powerful enough to look upon. There is the branding, there is the lighting, there is the fire of the Holy Ghost. I announce, I prophesy to somebody today, tonight, from this service of preservation, they shall identify the brand on your life. Take your seat. This is what this preservation service is all about tonight. And we have examples in scripture of people who were blessed and who had the backing. So the summary tonight is The blessing of God comes with the backing of God. Take the first example, Jacob. Jacob was the individual that was turned into an institution by the blessing of God. You remember the story? Genesis chapter 32, verse 24, all the way to verse 28. I won't let you go until you bless me. What's your name? Jacob. Okay, from now, by this blessing you have become Israel. And this same Jacob, by this blessing, got a very strange backing. In Genesis chapter 35, in verse 5, the Bible said, Jacob and his family journeyed. And the terror of the Lord was upon the cities, not just upon Jacob, the cities that were round about them. If Jacob was in Abuja city, then the terror was on Kethi and was on Mina and was on Kaduna and was on the cities that were round about, so they couldn't pursue the sons of Jacob. God is saying, I have my investment in this man. Stay clear. From this night, they shall steer clear of your life, of your family, in the name of Jesus. It was to such a point that God had to warn Laban in the night. In Genesis chapter 31 and in verse 24, he said, be careful about Jacob. And God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night and said unto him, take heed that you speak not to Jacob, whether good or bad. Don't tell him anything, because I'm going to deal with you. Hey! Let me announce to you, because of you, God shall visit some people in their dreams. Those that need to leave you alone, those that need to be dealt with by God, those that need to be handled by God, they shall be visited in their dreams of the night because of you. Shout, yes! That is the extent to which God backs the blessed on our account. Myself, this church, I don't know the number of people who have gone to their eternity on time, who dared us privately or secretly. In heaven we shall know, but I am fully aware of that, because I know that one night I woke up in the morning and so many devils and their agents had been wasted, and I woke up in the morning because they came against what we carry in the dream in the night. I woke up in the morning almost feeling bad that they were overwasted. Hey! Hey! I announce to you today, those who won't let you and your family and your destiny rest, they will be overwasted overnight. Overwasted overnight. Shout the loudest. Amen. That was the backing of the blessing of Jacob. What of Job? Job was the blessing made man that became the greatest man in his time, in his generation. Job chapter 1. And if you read verse 1, he told you of the story of a man called Job. In the land of Uz, whose name was Job, he was perfect, upright, and he feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. And then his substance was also 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she asses, and very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And in verse 10, the Bible said, Satan speaking to God, have you not made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side? You have blessed him, the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land, because there is a barrier, a wall around his life. It is a wall of fire. That was what the Bible said in Zechariah chapter 2 and in verse 5. I fear the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about. Very soon those who rush at you will jam fire. That amen can be better.
When they rush, they come to jam fire. They come to jam fire. In the night, they shall jam fire. In the day, they shall jam fire. You believe it, shout the loudest. Amen.
Watch this. Very, very soon, some people will wake up with fire, physical on their body. Agents of the enemy. There was no physical fire, but they will wake up with fire burns. And they will know where it happened from. And they will confess and testify to what they did. Say that amen like a believer. So of all the things we have said tonight, this is the summary. First, the blessing of God comes with the backing of God. Two, the blessing of God comes with the keeping of God. The blessing of God comes with the backing of God. The blessing of God comes with the keeping of God. They all sound alike, but they are slightly different. Comes with the backing of God, comes with the keeping of God. Third, divine provision comes with divine protection. If he is the divine provider, he is also the divine protector. Divine provision comes with divine protection. And then, supernatural supply comes with supernatural security. There are physical securities, but supernatural supplies come with supernatural security. Psalm 112, from verse 1 all to the end, he said, praise ye the Lord, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandments. He said, his seed shall be mighty upon the earth, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. He said, wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness, is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. He said, a good man showeth favor and lendeth, he will guide his affairs with discretion. He then said, surely he cannot be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. Doesn't matter the rumor going out. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established, he shall not be afraid until he sees his own desires upon his enemies. His enemies cannot see their desire upon him. He is the one to see his desires upon their enemies. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? He has dispersed, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endured forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it. How this man is lifted and protected. Despite everything they have planned to pull him down and destroy him, nothing is working. Then they are done. Snatching with his teeth in anger. They hate you, but they can't hurt you. And they don't know why they can't hurt you. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? They hate you, they can't hurt you. They hate you, they can't harm you. Because your Redeemer is alive. He gnashes with his teeth until both the wicked and his desire perishes. And he shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. And the desire of the wicked plus the wicked shall all perish. Listen to me. Anyone who wants to see your end, our end, we shall see their end. They cannot see our end. They will not see your end. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. This is preservation service, communion of escape. I prophesy preservation for your life, preservation for your family, preservation for your job, preservation for your career, preservation for your destiny. Shout the loudest amen.
before this week is out, you shall hear the news. Wanted to use a venue for a program somewhere in this country. I won't mention the name. One man says over his dead body that the place cannot be used. So I told the pastor who came to tell me was shaking. So I said, the man hasn't said anything bad. He only said that we can use the place, but he has to die first. He only said he can use the place. We can use the place after he has died. I am telling you, it was not 1 week. The schedule for the program was to be Sunday. And he said this like on Wednesday. And he passed on like on Thursday. And it held. I still remember the pastor was shaking. He said the venue is not available. The man said, over his temple, said, calm down. He didn't say anything bad. He said he wants to die. When somebody say he wants to die, do you pity him? He wants to die. He say life and death is in the power of the tongue. So you have the choice over the matter. He says we can use it, but he will die first. People don't know that it is not everybody you say such things to. You can say such in the village and go free. But when, not when there is raw liquid oil. Is God speaking? Nobody has ever been able to say that to us. If they say it now, it will happen now. If anybody dares it now and say over there, it will happen now. I announce to you today, in the name of Jesus, everyone who says you should not rest, they shall rest for you. They shall be laid to rest for your sake. Your believer shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat and let's round off now. That blessing that brings the backing of God, what is the secret of it? That blessing that brings the backing of God, what is the secret of it? Number one is a life lived for God. A life lived for God is the secret of that blessing that brings the backing of God. A life lived for God. One, a life lived for God. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. A life lived for God. A life lived for the interest of God. A life lived for the purpose of God. A life lived for the progress of the kingdom of God on the earth. Again, it's a life lived for God, not for self. A life lived for the interest of God. A life lived for the purpose of God. A life lived for the progress of the kingdom on the earth. Before Paul the apostle could say, let no man trouble me, I bear the brand marks of Jesus on my body, which he said in Galatians 6:17. He had already spoken something in Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. The life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I am not living for myself. I am already a dead man walking. I am not living for my own interest. I am not trying to see what I can achieve for myself. I am trying to see what I can achieve for the kingdom. A life united with the agenda of God on earth. Did you hear what I just said? A life that is united with the agenda of God on the earth. Whatever God is doing on earth, you are united with it. You are attached to it. You are connected to it. A life that publicly identifies
with the kingdom
and publicly represents the kingdom. That is publicly identifies, publicly represents. I don't belong to myself. I belong to God. You know, God knows. The devil knows. Your friends know. Your enemies know. That this one is a kingdom personality. A mobile entity for heaven. And a man from heaven with an ambassadorial mandate. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? And when you are an ambassador, you don't beg for immunity. You have diplomatic immunity effortlessly. Any police that arrests an ambassador is a police who dreamed that he has been sacked. Huh? He saw an American flag on an ambassador's vehicle. Say, stop! Open your boot. Even if you are AIG, your job ended. Because it's a diplomatic role. That is, it's not police against ambassador, it's Nigeria against America. I mean, the man dreamed that he lost his job. So he wanted to actualize his dream. He's trying to see how the dream can come to pass. By trying to, even if it is the ambassador of the tiniest African country. That is who you are. You say we are ambassadors for Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, you read down from verse 17. And then you carry an ambassadorial mandate with an ambassadorial, with a diplomatic immunity. Heaven knows, hell knows, witches know, wizards know, demons know, even lizards should know, not just only wizards. Am I communicating? Please, in the midst of this exciting world, don't waste your life living for yourself. It's a waste of life to live for yourself, to just be pursuing tiny personal agenda. It's a waste of life. Let it be clear to God, clear to heaven, that this one is representing us there on earth. Did you hear what the rich man said in hell? Can you send somebody from this place to my father's house and tell them that hell is real? I am tormented in this flame. He said, I can't send another person from here. We have people there we are depending on. Abraham is there. Moses is there. Let them hear them. If they won't hear them, even if we send somebody from here, they won't hear. Can God refer to you on earth that he is relying on you? Right now in heaven, can they make reference that there is somebody called Paul and Angel? Since he is there, our interest will not suffer. Am I communicating? God boasted concerning Job to Satan. See my servant Job. How many of us here can God boast about? Can he boast about you to the witches in your family? Or boast about you to our community, our nation? I have a daughter in the choir. I have a son in the counseling. I have someone in the sanctuary. I have somebody is in the so-and-so public complaints commission or so-and-so place. He is representing me there. She is my representative there. Because he is there, she is there. I am comfortable that things must happen well. Those are the kind of people that heaven deploys backing for. Say, this man is not living for himself, is not speaking for himself, is not dressing for himself, he is representing us. Let us deploy maximum security for him. Is God speaking to anybody here? You are there in that place where you live to swallow darkness. But there are lights that have been swallowed by darkness. There are people in offices and in places of establishment institutions that they have been swallowed up. Darkness swallowed their light. They are apologizing now for doing the right thing. Instead of wicked people apologizing for doing the wrong thing. Did you hear what I just said? Good people apologizing for doing the right thing instead of evil people apologizing for doing the wrong thing. Because the light was so dim, darkness swallowed it. God is looking for people. He wants to deck you and back you. He wants to deck you and back you. But he wants you to be a confirmed agent of heaven. Representative of heaven. They said to me some time ago that some people, a church was using a venue, and that venue was about to be sold. And the church couldn't pay for that for the venue, not Dunamis Church, not our church at all. And then people from another religion also wants to buy up the place and turn it to their place of worship from church. I heard it. I said, not when we are alive. Not when our type is alive. And not when we have heard it. Tell us the price. It was in 60s. It was paid for that church. To the shame of the devil. Build it up and stay there and worship Jehovah. Do you understand what I'm saying? The camp chairman of that state called me on phone. And he said, the pastor said, told us what you did for their church. The Lord bless you. Thank you. I said, no. It was a kingdom war. It's not about that. It's not about that local church. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? It's a kingdom matter. No, it's not. It's that church. It's just a tiny location. It's about kingdom versus kingdom. When last did heaven look down and saw you fought for the cause of heaven? And he said, that girl defended me. Before we came to this level, in those days when we used to follow public buses, I remember plenty times when people are talking rubbish against God, against church and so on. And with anger, I will stand up. Shut up! You don't know nothing you are talking about. And then put the record straight. You can talk like this if I was not in this bus. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Today, I see a new recruitment of passionate people. I see a new deployment of fireful people, zealous people that will defend heaven in this generation. If you are among them, you will shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. The kind of people that see the blessing, that has the backing of God, where it's a life lived for God. And number two, a life lived as a blessing. Once you are a blessing, both to eternity and humanity, then you provoke heaven's backing. I will bless you, and you shall be a blessing, Abraham. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2. And I will bless thee and make thy name great, and you shall be a blessing. Now see what follows. Semicolon. Provided you agree to be a blessing, I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you. I will bless them that bless you. Anybody supporting you, I am their support. Anybody frustrating you, I am their tribulation. I will tribulate those who trouble you. I will facilitate those who enhance you. Anything they give you, I multiply it for them. You want the blessing? Bless the blessed. You want the curses?
curse the blessed. You want assistance? Assist the one God is assisting. You want resistance? Resist the one God is assisting. That's right. Not just wahala, plural wahala, wahaloos. Is it not in English like that? It should be in English like that. Hallelujah. God says, be busy. Everywhere you see kingdom effort, support. Don't even wait until a project is announced. Announce it by yourself. Do things. Build churches. Build buildings. I was signing today. I signed big check today for rural church building in the village today. Just do things like that. Help afflicted, needy people as you can. And you know what God will do? He said, I will keep you long so you can be doing such things. I will deliver you from distraction so you can maintain focus. What causes others to stumble can stumble you. A life lived for God. A life lived as a blessing. Oh. I was studying the life secrets of people who lived over 120 years and above. One of the key secrets I saw yesterday night was that these people are interested and involved in the lives of others. They want to do things that enhance people. They just want to do things that touch people. In fact, some of them are here in their old age, 90 something. They go out to volunteer to distribute food. They just do things that enhance others. One of their secrets amongst others. Not necessarily even that some were Christians, but they just did these things. And they just extended their lives. Hallelujah. It's a new day for you. It's a new day for you. In this month of March, you will march into your destiny. That amen can be better. Will you stand on your feet with the louder believers? Amen. Will you give Jesus a louder shout of amen? Lift your hands and give him the praise. I believe you received something tonight. And if you received something tonight, lift your hands and give him the praise. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. For Lord, you have done for us. Hallelujah.
We are grateful.
Lift your voice and sing.
We are grateful. Oh Lord.
We are grateful, Lord.
We are grateful. Oh
we are grateful.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
Lift your hands and tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you for tonight. I give you the praise and the honor for your word. Thank you for the blessing of your word tonight. Lift your voice and speak to God. Thank him for his word tonight. Thank him for his word. The blessing of his word tonight. Honor him, adore him, worship him. Father, thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for your word tonight. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and speak to God. Lord, I want to live as a blessing. Help me to live as a blessing to my world, to live as a blessing to my generation. Help me to live as a blessing. Live as a blessing. Help me to live as a blessing. Speak to God tonight to live as a blessing. As a blessing to my world. As a blessing to my world. As a blessing to my world. Help me to live as a blessing tonight. Yes, Lord.
We are grateful. For all you have done, hallelujah, we are grateful.
In the name of Jesus, I'll be giving an altar call very soon. But before I give an altar call, I want to let you know that as we do what God asks us to do, our preservation is not negotiable. Don't let the devil use any dream or any experience of anybody to convince you that you are qualified for disaster. It's not your portion. You shall live long, you shall fulfill your days. The blessing that keeps is coming on you this month. The presence and the person of God shall be around you. The mercy of God shall be clear around your life. And the signature of God shall be clear on your life. We're going to pray. There are indications here and there that the enemy is still a bit restless concerning our nation and attacks of terror. But you know, when God reveals things, it's because he wants to reverse them. When he shows things, it's because he wants to delete them. Abraham told God, if you find 10 righteous people in Sodom, will you destroy? God said, no, if I find 10. So Nigeria cannot be destroyed because we are more than 10. Those who are real with God, who serve God with truth and passion, we are in thousands. So Nigeria is preserved. But I want you to pray for the next 5 minutes with passion for our land. Psalm 91 verse 5, and let us read together all the way to verse 10. It said, thou shalt, everybody want to go, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flyeth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. Are you ready to pray right now?
Lift your hands on your breast and say, Father,
Father,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
we pray
against the agenda,
of terror,
and
destruction,
in Nigeria,
in the name of Jesus, Father,
fulfill your word,
in Psalm 91,
for your church,
in Nigeria,
no
evil,
shall befall us,
before the church,
and
no plague,
shall come near,
our dwelling, in the name of Jesus,
no weapon,
formed
against us,
shall prosper.
Every tongue
that rise against us,
in judgment,
we condemn. In the name of Jesus, In Jesus' precious name, Isaiah chapter 54, verse 14, all the way to verse 15. In righteousness shall thou, everybody read it, one to go. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall. Verse 17. Behold. Every tongue that rises against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Look at the verse 14 again. Terror shall not come near us. Lift your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, verify your word in Isaiah chapter 54 and in verse 14. Tonight we decree we are far. The church of Nigeria is far from fear, and terror shall never come near us. Come near us in Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray.
In Jesus' precious name.
He said, they shall surely gather, but not by him. As many as gather together against us, they shall fall. Father, everywhere they have gathered against the destiny of this nation, scatter them. Lift your voice and say, Father, every wicked gathering,
every wicked
terrorism gathering,
terrorism
against the destiny,
against the destiny
of Nigeria,
Nigeria,
we ask, oh Lord,
we ask, oh
that
Lord,
you will scatter them.
You will scatter them.
Scatter now. In the name of Jesus, every terrorist gathering, every terroristic gathering, against the destiny of Nigeria, we command you to scatter, scatter, scatter. We pray for the gathering of every gathering of terror, every gathering of terrorism, against the destiny of Nigeria.
La tashua ke pakanda kwa kuatele breka badi. La baba dozi ya grande ke petila parata pa. La tasha kata pa la taraka pata. Lite pene te rokozo pa paraka tala badia. La barada gala baba da gala barada bada. Lite no soto brada skopila graga baba diata. La sitana ya la kozi ya draga badada. Le fedi za tura taba kale biratina. Lite to serina. Le breke skira braga banana, la chateta
bracosa. Precious name. The Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. Finally, Ezekiel chapter 32, verse 22. Asher is there, and all her company. His graves are about him. All of them slain, falling by the sword. Why? Whose graves are set in the sides of the pit, and her company is round about her grave. All of them slain, falling by the sword. Why? They cause terror in the land of the living. They cause terror in the land of the living. Their punishment is that they die by their own sword and be buried in their grave. They cause terror in the land of the living. Verse 23, also we can read that of the same passage. Whose graves are set in the sides of the pit. Alright, move to verse 24. There is Elam and her multitude round about her grave, all of them slain, falling by the sword, which are gone down uncircumcised. You know, the bond woman is uncircumcised. Into the nether parts of the earth, because they caused their terror in the land of the living. Yet have they borne their shame with them that go down to the pit. Those who cause terror, may the pit swallow them.
Amen.
May they bear their shame. Both those who cause the terror and those who swallow, who sponsor the terror. Let their sword finish them. Let the pit swallow them. Let the shame follow them. Lift your voice and your hands and say, Father,
Father,
all those who cause terror,
all those who cause
in
terror,
the land of the living,
in the land of the
and
living,
those who sponsor them,
and those who sponsor,
we ask tonight,
we ask tonight,
that their sword,
that their sword
will devour them,
will devour them,
their sword will devour them,
will devour them,
that the pit,
and the pit
will swallow them,
will swallow them,
and their shame,
and their shame
will follow them,
will follow them.
Now,
open your mouth and pray.
All who cause terror,
Zaga Laga Raga Bagida Liteteza Kura Mabanaka Lete Fretos Kapanda Kaleato Nafrika Lebebe Rato Aski Braga Baladosa Lagada Jagadaga Jigada Kalapalatela Lepratas Kada Balanda Graka Petele Braga Narabana Lebe Roda Baba Zanda Kapretos Gabila Karada Kala Lagada Jagadaga Ragadaga Lagadaga Labalaga Ragabana Elita Rada Baba Rado Roko Sokoto Lebe Braga Baba Laga Ragadabarea Elata Zika Lata Raga Bala Garagada Bala Garagade Galia Ela Zuta Reba Lada Bala Gariga De Baladia Ayaga Baba Lata Rada Gazaga Lata Raba Bala Katana Bregabada Ela Barra Da Gazala Bregabala Diana Da Porro Tosolaba Ejada Da Galada Baba Laga Raga Da Baba Laga Rasa Pasana Teia Ela Zahorra Baba Ndega Krofotone Bala Gala Bali Ela Barra Da Gala Bala Gadia Da Barra Da Gala Ejaya Lepe Rosa Zorria Da Kupara Lipa Rosa da Parodiva, la Vazuna Terra da Parodiva, la Taja da Parodiva, la Balaga Rababa, la Taja da Parodiva.
So shall it be. Every time we remember the state of the nation, pray these prayers. Throughout the month, we'll see drastic things. Lift up your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Everyone here tonight, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. And please, I beg you, in the next few minutes, which shall be true, but please don't walk out until we are true. You need Jesus in your life. You want to be born again. You want to serve God in reality and in truth. Carry your Bibles and your bags. Quickly rush to the front here. God bless you. They are already coming. I live for Jesus day after day. While you are doing that, communion positions can be taken as well. I'll give you the count of 7-1.
I live for Jesus day after day.
Two.
I live for Jesus. That call what may.
Three.
The Holy Spirit. I will obey. I live for
Four.
Jesus. Day after day. I live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus.
Day after
day.
I live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus.
The Holy Spirit.
I will obey.
I live for Jesus.
Day after
I live for Jesus.
Day after day.
I live for Jesus.
Let's
go on. The Holy Spirit. I
live for Jesus.
Day after
day.
I live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus.
Day after day.
Day
I live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus.
Let's go.
The
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I will
obey.
Day after,
I live for Jesus.
Day after day,
I live for Jesus.
And for one day, the Holy Spirit,
I will obey.
I live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus.
Day after,
day after
I live for Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Day after,
day
I live for Jesus.
Jesus.
Let's go on the Holy Spirit. I will
obey.
I live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus.
Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Blessed be your name. Place your right hand on your chest, all of you standing, and pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. Backward never. Help me, Lord, to live for you. Help me to do your will. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for these people. I ask that the hold of the enemy be broken out of their lives and the grace to live for God be released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' name. Amen. Good. Give the Lord the praise. Counselors and church, let them sit nearby here or near here, wherever.
I've made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life.
I've made up my mind.
I've made up my mind
to go God's way
the rest of my life.
Goodbye, 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 world. Goodbye, world.
Stay no longer with you.
Pick up your communion, Father. We pray upon this communion of escape. I decree that you have escaped. What is the lamb that was slain? And he received to us power. Power to fulfill your days.
Amen.
Power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Amen. Power to defeat the enemy. Is released upon you through this community. Because we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. By the voice of the speaking blood, by this communion, your victory is assured.
You cannot die before your time.
Whatever Calvary has handled that is currently troubling your system, I declare it is flushed out now. Whatever Calvary has handled that is currently troubling your system, it is flushed out now.
In the name of Jesus,
I call it done. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Every demonic or satanic hit list where they have placed your name, by the power of the blood of Jesus, it is cancelled.
It is blotted out.
Every blood related disease you are suffering from, by this blood of Jesus, whether it's diabetes, whether it is hypertension, sickle cell anemia, beta thalassemia, all forms of leukemias and lymphomas, myelomas, declare they are
flushed out now in the name of Jesus.
Life from above, health from above, mercy from above. Ancestral curses are broken.
Generational curses are broken. Family curses are broken.
Doors are open. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name.